Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's Howard Simon and Jeremy White.
Allen looks to his left, fires left side. To the end zone! Stephon Diggs makes the catch! Touchdown, Buffalo!
Howard Simon.
I could wear my Robinson Cano jersey and have like a syringe nearby. By the way, that's a good example for the kids.
Jeremy White.
I've been very, very wrong about hockey for the last... Don't answer that.
On WGR.
How will you feel if Vegas makes the playoffs next year? My immediate thought was I will eat a flip-flop.
Sports Radio 550.
Happy Wednesday. Well, I was really glad I woke up this morning.
Yeah?
I had a dream that the ground swallowed up our house.
Oh.
Completely. Like the house sunk, and all of a sudden, like the ground was like, it was just cement. Like the house disappeared, and the ground just, and it was the strangest freaking dream. And then I woke up, and I feel much better because I realized it was a dream.
I also had a bit of a troubling dream. A lot of weird stuff.
Never done dream analysis. I'll just do a Google search. What does it mean if you had a dream that your house was swallowed up? Did I skip a mortgage payment and not know it or something? I'm not sure if that's an indicator of that. Anyway, happy Wednesday. We have football to get to. We have hockey to get to. The Sabres are showing up for physicals today. They'll actually be on the ice tomorrow. We have, remember the Jack Eichel story we were talking about yesterday? Okay, it's changed a little bit. Darren Dreger's walking it back a little bit from where it was yesterday. So we can get to that, too, over the course of the morning. What's on your mind, dude?
I mean, I don't know. A million things. I'm the Manning cast. They've got a few different takes on the Manning cast.
Hey, so they are going to be on for week three. ESPN announced yesterday. I guess they did not announce the
Which
whole 10-game schedule. Because, right, from what I read, they just said, we're going to do 10 games.
Uh-huh.
But they never announced which 10. So yesterday they announced with the ratings coming out, and they more than doubled their audience from week one.
Good.
So it went from like 800,000 to just under 1.9 million. They will be on for Eagles Cowboys.
Okay.
And then who knows after
I mean,
that.
Of all the games I want them to be on for, that's not at the top of the list. And if they're only going to do 10, I got to save some. I got a Bills Titans game. I got a Bills Patriots game coming up. I'm going to want them on one of those games.
Yeah. Well, they haven't announced. I guess they're doing this maybe on a week by week. They're only announcing one game at a time. So they did say they'll be on.
And I need them, even though it's a terrible matchup. It's Bucks Giants, but I need them on a Brady game.
Yeah, it has to be. Then he can joke about, you know, the Patriots cheating all the time.
He can point to the things. You know, when Brady has a completion, he can point out that Brady didn't mean to do that, which he did last year. He talked about how Brady's throw to Gronk, maybe in the Super Bowl, was an accident, one of them. You know, so I need them on a Brady game. One of the things, speaking of the ratings that you pointed out, they know the ratings in Milwaukee for game two. So in Indianapolis, they love Peyton Manning, right?
Yeah.
In Indianapolis, 27% of the audience watches the Manning cast.
Yeah.
In Green Bay, in Milwaukee, this last game was the Packers. 4%.
Yeah, they'd be watching the main game. That makes
sense. So I think it makes total sense that in market, it'll be low, but out of market, and depending on where you are, it'll be tilted the other way. You know, if we watch the Patriots and the Dolphins, we might want to see Peyton Manning give thoughts on all, you know, Tua and all the other, Mac Jones, the players, as opposed to if it's Bills Dolphins, it's well, we're going to watch that
Steve Levy,
game.
Lewis Riddick, and Brian Griese.
Yeah.
Right. Well, ESPN sent out a release. So they said the audience was 1.9 million. Their total audience was 13.8. So that's ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN Deportes. Basically what it means is about 12 million watched the main game broadcast and about 2 million watched Manning cast. But like I said, they doubled their audience from week one. So that's a good thing. That's a nice trend. And maybe as more people watch it, the numbers will continue to go up. It's not going to outpoll the main game broadcast, but it's a good alternative. So good news on that. They will have Eagles Cowboys on Monday night. So that's the latest on that.
Okay. Well, that's good. I mean, that gives me something to do Monday night. I mean, you're going to watch Dak and Jalen Hurts. The Cowboys offense is fun to watch.
Yeah.
I've got a little bit of, you know, we're going to do this again where the Bills scored 35, and I've got a little bit of FOMO is not the word, but, you know, fear of missing out. The other offenses have had their super exciting, fun games. Arizona's playing backyard football. Yeah. Dak and the Cowboys have had two games where they just light it up. The Rams and their new flashy quarterback. Everybody got somebody new, or they're just looking great. You know, not Miami and New England. I just mean like the good teams. The Chiefs had their, Browns, you thought you had us.
Even Baltimore with all their injuries. Look what they did against
Kansas City. 36 points. They're running the ball better than they have in a couple years. So every other team's having all the fun. And we're over here sitting like...
Well, it was 35-0.
It was 35-0. That's what I mean. Like,
it's
they're
weird.
Over there having all the fun. We're over here being like, I mean, it's okay.
I'm listening to they played a clip from Kornheiser and, oh my God.
Wilbon?
Thank you. Sucks getting old.
I didn't see it. I just guessed it would be him.
Yeah, it was. It was from their PTI show. And they were talking about like who in terms of the bounce back win impressed you the most. Was it Tennessee? You know, the different teams that came back from week one. Baltimore, you know, bouncing back from the loss to Vegas and beating Kansas City. And one of the teams they were discussing was the Bills. Now, I don't know if either guy saw the game. All right, it's entirely possible all they did was they saw highlight clips from the game or just saw the score. And so Kornheiser is talking about, I mean, look at what the Bills did. If you didn't see the game, you would look at it and go, well, they lost to Pittsburgh. Their offense was terrible. They go on the road. They play a division rival. And they beat them 35-0. Like, you would think it was one of the biggest beatdowns in the history of the National Football League. And Kornheiser's like, how could you not be impressed? And we're sitting there going, you know, the offense isn't right exactly.
It's
perspective, right? It's weird.
How could you not be impressed? You'd say... I'm looking back, I'm disappointed Tua didn't play. I'm disappointed they knocked him out.
Like
because,
seen him for the full
and that's
game.
Not to say because it would have been tougher. It's just I would have liked to see the Bills. You put a stamp like that on a game where Tua gets shut out against the Bills and gets sacked six times. I mean, Miami's questioning everything. As it is, it's a little bit more like...
Haven't seen him play a full game against the Bills in his short career.
That's a little bit of it. And again, like I don't think he would have done much better, if any better, but it'd be more... Feels like it would be more demoralizing for the Dolphins.
Absolutely.
Because when the Bills went to Arizona, they were good. Trent Edwards gets knocked out of the game. Arizona throttles the Bills. We had a, well, he got knocked out early. Who knows how it would have gone. And I guess in Miami, they can do a little bit of that, too. They could say, like, well, yeah, sure, you had your corner blitzes, and you sacked them twice. And, you know, if they don't go on fourth down and they punt it there or if they get it, I'm not saying the game would be any different. Just that... I would have more of a, well, you beat a team's starting quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Now, where do you go from here?
Yeah, beating up on a backup, and then we're going to another backup, and then another backup. The defense is going to get fat and happy, I think, on these 4 weeks.
I think it's tied for second in scoring defense right now in the National Football League. My guess is they could be first after. No offense to Taylor Heinicke. There's a lot I like about this kid, actually. But I'm expecting the Bills defense to win their matchup the next 2 weeks against Taylor Heinicke. And then Davis Mills. It is, by the way. Well, it's not Tyrod Taylor. We know that for sure.
It's going to be Davis
Mills. He's on IR.
Provided
so
he stays healthy.
Right. He's definitely not playing. I wonder who the other quarterbacks are on the Houston roster. But I think the thing with Tua, look, the story of this division is whether or not the other three teams have found their guy, right? The Bills found their guy. It's Josh Allen. And even, you know, with the offense, the passing game, not exactly where we think it's supposed to be through the first two games, you know, clearly Josh is their guy. They gave him the big contract. He's their franchise quarterback. That discussion is over. So the story in this division from our perspective is the Jets, who've been wandering in the quarterback desert, were wandering in the quarterback desert longer than the Bills. Do they have their guy? okay, you wouldn't be surprised to know that the rookie quarterback is struggling so far, and he had a really bad game against New England, which is not exactly a shocking development since Bill Belichick defenses typically make rookie quarterbacks look really lost. But the Jets are trying to figure out, do we have our guy? The Patriots released Cam Newton and put their eggs in the Mac Jones basket. And then what's going on? And Miami is Tua. They took Tua last year. They passed on Justin Herbert. They took Tua, but he couldn't stay in the starting lineup because Fitz had to come in and try and bail him out. Then they got rid of Fitz. And then there's the Deshaun Watson speculation that they had called Houston in the offseason. So that, to me, that's why. Like, we're sitting here going, do any of the other three teams have their quarterback of the future? One of them, two of them, all three. If all three do, by the way, this division will be fascinating for like the next 10, 15 years. In Miami, he's not playing enough, you know? New England's playing Mac Jones. The Jets are playing Zach Wilson. Miami's trying to play Tua Tagovailoa, but they pulled him last year, and now he's injured this year on this after the second series against the Bills. So, yeah, it's a little I wanted to see. I wouldn't have been worried if Tua stayed in the game. I think the Bills still would have won. They probably still would have won handily. But you're just this is all about we know Jacoby Brissett's not the guy in Miami. This is all about what do the other three teams have with young quarterbacks? Mm-hmm. Anybody to worry about? And obviously, it's still too early to tell in New England and New York, and we're not getting a chance to gauge Miami at this point.
Yeah, not a chance to gauge Miami, and not a chance to really, I want to say not a chance to gauge the Bills yet. They had a matchup with the playoff team, Pittsburgh, and they lost that game. Then they played Miami with a backup. Now, and we just went through it again, a backup and a backup. Four games in, the Bills will have a 3-1 record, and conversations will be, how good are they, you know?
Yeah.
And that might be tough to figure out how good they are because they would have played one good team, Pittsburgh, who we thought was not even going to be that good.
Right. So, and you know what? Offensively, they're not that good.
No, they're not. They went out and lost to the Raiders. Andrew Filippone was on with Mike Shope yesterday, and he kind of talked about the Steelers as a team that, yeah, we thought they'd lose to the Bills and that they'd beat the Raiders, but the flip side of it ultimately happened. And in that matchup with the Raiders got pressure on Roethlisberger and hit him 10 times.
That's right. He got contact. I heard the contact.
He got hit. He got hurt. The Bills got to Roethlisberger a couple times, got some pressure. But, man, like to hear the Raiders got there 10 times, and they also had their, you know, they had their success protecting against, you know, the Steelers pass rush. TJ Watt did leave the game with a groin injury. Mm-hmm. It's just a funky first 2 weeks, I guess, which is not that unusual. Last year's first 2 weeks of the season, what happened, right? The Bills win their opener, and then they go down to Miami, and Josh Allen throws for 417. Yeah, so last year they came out gangbusters. They look great out of the gate. 27-17 over the Jets is what it was. They beat the Jets. They beat the Dolphins. They're looking like, you know, full steam ahead offensively. This year, a little different. Now it's the defense that looks like it's, you know, pretty much operating at full steam.
And, again, should be that way through at least the next two games. Yeah, I think, you know, through two games. That's right. It's always cool. I said to you the other day after week one, I guess I can still say it after week two. This part of the season, this first month, we're still, you know, kind of getting to know who's legit and who's not and what's happening. And, you know, if the Bills would have lost to Miami at 0-2, I told you I would have been in a really dark place this week. I don't have to worry about that. But, you know, the Raiders are 2-0. Should I be really impressed? You know, they were 6-3 last year and they beat Kansas City and then their season fell apart. Denver's 2-0. I wouldn't expect that to continue. Kansas City's defense has been bad the first two games. Does it matter?
Probably not.
If you have their offense, it might not matter at all. Pittsburgh, I think, is still going to miss the playoffs. I didn't think they were a playoff team before the season. Their offensive line stinks. Roethlisberger's hurt again. Apparently, he's got some kind of left pec injury this week. So it's hard to – the Colts are 0-2, and they might have Jacob Eason as their starting quarterback. So it's kind of – we're still in that – kind of getting a feel for what's going on around the league at this point. I think New England and Miami both have average, at best, offenses.
Yeah. Is this kind of like a where you'd say it's a war of attrition at quarterback, whoever can basically stay in it with all these injuries and all these circumstances? You Roethlisberger, you mentioned.
Oh, Tyrod Taylor. Derek Carr's is questionable. He's got, I think it's an ankle injury with him.
So maybe we should just be happy that Allen is healthy. Knock on wood.
Just wanted to knock on wood there.
Right. Be healthy.
Yeah.
And work it out, work out the kinks, whatever it is. The All-22 was watching some of the All-22 reviews of Allen and his performance. And, you know, it's not scheme. They're scheming guys open. It's not pressure against Miami. It wasn't he didn't have time to throw. It's just he's, you know, there's stuff he's not seeing, and there are targets that he's missing.
Yeah.
And that's it. Like, his, it's like the Bills are, I made the comparison on the opener, you know, my golf analogies, that I thought that they would play poorly but still get out with par. Mm-hmm. You know, you hit it in the water, but can you get out with par? And against the Steelers, they didn't. Against the Dolphins, they didn't exactly hit it in the water. It wasn't that bad. But they scrambled, and they got out with a par. They still look pretty good. Okay, you're happy about it.
Yeah.
I think the way that Allen's playing is like a golfer that knows I'm not playing well, right, but my score is still okay.
Right. He's just trying to work through it.
Yeah. I'll tell you, I can't hit my irons right now, right, but the rest of it is working well enough that I'm doing all right. It's not punished me yet.
He's putting okay, or there's some other aspects of
my short game's making up for it, my defense. It's just golf is about a sport that you have to do a lot of different things. Football, you do a lot of different things. So whatever it is that Allen is not hitting, you know, he's still hitting the driver, but he just can't for the life of him hit his short irons right now, or vice versa, whatever it is. We have a texter that immediately writes in that Allen's not 100% healthy. Maybe not. He's not on the injury report.
Nope, has not been.
Which is against league rules. Mm-hmm. So if you think he's not healthy, that's okay. That would mean the Bills are breaking the rules to hide an injury.
Wouldn't be the first team to do that. Didn't Tampa not report Brady at times last year, I think, as he was banged up?
And listen, I want to believe that there's maybe some truth to that.
Yeah.
This is the kind of thing where last year when Jack Eichel starts the season and is not playing well, by his own standard, he's still still a point a game guy.
Yeah, but his shooting percentage was what? Shooting percentage was 5% or something?
Right. He's getting knocked off the puck. It's very clear, like, something's not right with this guy. And it turns out he had a rib injury and an ab injury and then the neck and whatever.
Yeah.
So I do kind of want to say that about Allen, that I don't know if this texter has inside information, but if someone suggests maybe he's nursing something, an oblique injury, whatever, like Diggs was. Okay, I think it's possible. It's not reached the injury report.
Nope.
And if the Bills wanted to protect him from the higher standard, bigger contract, more microscope criticism, you just throw him on the injury report.
Right. List him as limited participant or
limited
something.
Probable
right.
Shoulder.
Right.
There was a time last year, 2 years ago, where he had the shoulder injury right after Houston. He hurt his elbow. We've seen him work through stuff like that before. So just, if he is, if I'm the Bills, I would tell everybody.
Yeah.
I think it's more beneficial to tell him.
Than hide it, right.
Because it's not like hockey where behind a play someone's going to two-hand chop his leg that's injured. They're going to try to hit him on every play no matter what. Mm-hmm. And if you're protecting an injury, good luck. You know, they'll find it.
I was telling Jeremy, I read a good, interesting piece. Joe Biscaglia, our former colleague, has a nice little deep dive, as he calls it, into Josh Allen's first two games. The upshot is, it seems like, barring some injury nobody knows about, it's a combination of things. And in part, he seems to be locking on to the left side of the field more than normal. He's almost completely ignoring the right side of the field throws. His footwork is off at times. His trajectory is off at times. We've seen some balls, seemingly some passes that are lofted and maybe take a little too long to get to receivers. He pointed out, I have the numbers, but it would, you know, make your head explode at 6:21 in the morning. But he did all the stats based on intermediate throws to the left, intermediate throws to the right. And it's way up. The percentage, the difference is way up this year. Much more than it was last year. Much more than it was 2 years ago. His percentage, percentage of completions, intermediate passes, is almost in half of where it was last year. It's gone from 62% to 33%. His yards per attempt on intermediate throws is almost cut in half, from over 11 yards to 5 yards. It's about in half.
Yeah.
So, and who knows why? Joe made some good points. Okay, so he might lock onto his left against Pittsburgh. Why? Watt's coming from the other side. So you're going to look to throw left, stay away from Watt, go to the other side.
Okay.
But Miami, what's the explanation for Miami? Howard's moving around if he's shadowing Stephon Diggs. So I thought that was really interesting. And he admitted, right? Allen said after the game, he needs to get off his first read a little quicker. So it's seemingly, for some reason, he's staying on the reads to the left side a little more, and he's not really looking to the right for some reason.
Hmm.
That and again, maybe the trajectory and some other things that are off. But his intermediate completions, that's 10 to 25 yards. Completion percentage is down, yards per attempt is down, and he's not throwing to the right. So it was an interesting piece.
Yeah.
Huh. I don't have an explanation for it. Other than maybe it's as simple as, like Joe wrote, Pittsburgh could have been as simple as Watts out there. It could be what defenses are doing to them.
Forcing
him to basically almost exclusively throw to the left.
Yeah. Okay. That is interesting.
I mean, he's very, obviously, if he rolls to the right, we know. He can make plays to it. Well, he can make plays to his left as well. He did it the other day. But if he rolls to his right, we know how dangerous he is when he gets out the pocket, goes to the right, and, you know, has that side of the field or even the middle of the field. He's got an arm to make those throws. Maybe teams, for some reason, are doing something to get him away from the right side of the field.
Even when he rolls to his left, I mean, he's got touchdowns, the Arizona touchdown, the New England touchdown, those throwbacks to Diggs. Those are roll-offs to your left.
The Dawson Knox touchdown in Miami, he moved to his left, and he found Knox in the end zone.
You know, I'm immediately, as you're running through all that thinking, this is a bit of my point about balance. I only hear the balance point made about run-pass. No one's made it about throw it left and right.
Right.
And here's a great observation by Joe.
Yeah.
Like, I don't hear anybody talking about, well, you have to have more throws to the right.
Yeah.
So balance is, that's why I think that balance point is a bit of just a narrative. You've just chosen one thing to focus on in balance. Intermediate versus long, long versus short, play action versus.
Oh, they did more, by the way, he pointed out, they went back to doing more play action on early downs in Miami after not doing it that much against Pittsburgh.
Well, good.
So they went to more 11 personnel and they went to play action on early downs. It didn't pay off in terms of Allen's completion percentage or yards per attempt. It still wasn't very good. But they did go to more play action on early downs against the Dolphins, so which is a return to more of what the formula, that and the 11 personnel was a return to more of what the formula was for their success last season.
Right. You know what it is? It's like it's just like something we slowly learn about over the course of 16, formerly now 17 weeks. You get a little better look at who you are and then go to the playoffs and take your best shot. I mean, the Bills are still a contender, of course, in the AFC, we think. They're still the favorite. I've seen updated odds on all this. You know, of course, still the favorite, more so to win the division after their beatdown of Miami.
Their Super Bowl odds went up a little bit the win over Miami.
I saw they went down and then they're back up. And you know, if you're charting those, you might see some movement on that.
Yeah.
The question really is, though, you know, the Chiefs lost a game to the Raiders last year and then didn't lose again till the Super Bowl, I think, except for the game
finale.
They didn't care about. So we'll see.
It is Wednesday, and we'd love to hear from you. 803-0550 to join us today, 888-550-2550. On the show today, our very own Sal Capaccio will join us at 7 o'clock. The Bills will go back to work today, get back to practice, preparing for Washington. Speaking of WFT, Chris Russell from the team 980 in Washington will join us at 8:15 for the latest on Sunday's opponent, and we'll get a national perspective on the Bills in the NFL through 2 weeks. Greg Bishop from Sports Illustrated is going to join us at 9:30 this morning. Phone lines are open for you anytime in the show. We'll get some Sabres camp stuff too. 803-0550 or 888-550-2550. Hey, don't forget to join WGR tomorrow at 6 p.m. for I'm Listening, a live two-hour show featuring some of the biggest names in music and sports and insight from some of the most respected mental health professionals as we strive to destigmatize talking about mental health. You'll hear personal stories from Kevin Love, Imagine Dragons, and many more. You are not alone. This is tomorrow from 6 to 8 p.m. for I'm Listening. We will have it for you here on WGR 550. You can also listen to it on the Odyssey app. If you'd like more information, just visit imlistening.org.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, that's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know, now represented by CAA. So that's Pat Brisson, JP Barry, and the gang at CAA Hockey. Fired Peter Fish as his primary agent. There's progress being made, I'm told, between Brisson and Kevin Adams and the Buffalo Sabres. You know, Jack is seeing other specialists, I believe, on the West Coast, just reaffirming the original position that the disc replacement, which is highly unusual in the sport of hockey, more in football, right, is the right avenue for Jack Eichel to pursue. And my understanding is if the doctors, the follow-up opinions, support that original second opinion that the disc replacement is the right path, then chances are he's going to get it done.
Now, that's Darren Drager from TSN. Sorry, a little
yes.
Mind going he was, blank there. On the sorry, Ray and Dregs yeah. podcast.
And that's how it's pronounced. It's Drager... Seven R's.
He said that on the Ray and Dregs podcast. That's the podcast he does with colleague Ray Ferraro.
On TSN,
do each of you have a podcast with Dreger as well? Everybody's got a podcast with everybody else. On the Howard and Dreger podcast.
I have a podcast with Dreger, okay. Not Dreger.
Okay.
Okay, someday, both of you will be 59, God willing. And then you'll go, oh yeah, now I understand why Howard had all those problems.
I'm starting to understand now.
Yeah. Yes. Actually, you are.
I'm starting to understand now.
I am enjoying you going through some of the things you're going
through. People ask me, like, hey, did you see this TV show, this movie? Nope. I did not. No. Oh, all right. Hey.
Well, it's because your life has been completely thrown upside down in a good way.
Yeah, in a great way.
In a great way. Absolutely.
Yesterday.
We used to have a podcast, remember? Way back when? Our after show yeah. with Matthew?
We had like five of them.
No, we did more than that, didn't we?
It was like five.
Was Nick on that, too?
Yes.
Yeah, that was fun.
It was not many at all.
It's a limited run. That's all. Yeah. Made it special.
That's right. Yeah. You can buy those for a lot of money or something.
So Drager has walked back that comment. Now, Paul had mentioned that with us on the show yesterday, which led to a really fascinating discussion of what the hell are the Sabres doing? Drager tweeted out yesterday, clarifying the conversation on the podcast regarding Jack Eichel. There was no consensus among the doctors Eichel saw on the West Coast specific to disc replacement. However, League sources say the Sabres remain strong in their position. The best option is fusion surgery. Which now, would mean we're back where, if that's right, then we're basically back where they were all summer.
Well, the best option doesn't mean they'll make him get it. We believe it's the best.
Right.
That's right. Congratulations. You believe it's the best. It doesn't mean he's going to get it.
But, and let me also make sure I've got this right. Because they can, in theory, in all likelihood, okay, the Sabres report for physicals today. There's a report that Jack is going, that Eichel will show up for his physical. And I'm going to guess, and there's no media, so nobody will be able to talk to him, that he'll show up, he'll take his physical, he'll fail his physical, and I assume go back to New England. Because obviously he wouldn't be able to practice tomorrow. In theory, right? I think I have this right. If they wanted to, they could suspend him for not having the fusion surgery because the team has the final say on what a player does about this particular, about their body, basically. It's up to the team. The team has decided they believe the best option is fusion. If the player doesn't get it, they are within their legal rights, according to the CBA, they could suspend Jack Eichel.
Mm-hmm.
If not, he goes on IR, he goes back home, he makes his money while he's on IR. And if they want, they could put him on long-term IR for cap space, but they don't need cap space. They're barely getting to the cap floor. So that's where we're at, right? That's where, and I assume somebody else would wear the C. They would announce at some point that Jack Eichel no longer is the captain of the Sabres and somebody else is going to get the C for the season, right? Mm-hmm. So that's where we're at. Great. And I assume we can take the Wild out of any trade discussions now that they've given a big contract to their star young player.
Well, Kaprizov, he didn't go to the KHL?
No, he didn't. Yeah, no, that was apparently that was just a threat.
I totally believed that that was going to happen.
You know, you're so gullible. I don't know why you I don't know why you go hook, line, and sinker for these things. But that was a trade partner, right? And it isn't with that deal and the buyouts starting next season. I don't know that they have room now to put $10 million into their salary cap.
Yeah.
Assuming the Sabres are still trying to trade Jack Eichel.
It's going great, huh?
Yeah, I'm having, you know.
Still going great.
If you would have given me odds, thank goodness you didn't ask me to make a bet, odds that Jack Eichel would be on the training camp roster, you would have fleeced me. I mean, I wouldn't have bet my house, but I might have bet my son because I was that confident there was no way that they were going to go to camp and he was going to be on their roster. So I would say it's not going well if you're asking my my opinion on this.
Yeah.
It's rather frustrating, confusing. It's a freaking mess is what it is. You know, it's this. I'm confused about the CBA, and the player has no rights to decide what's good for his own body, and the team does, and they can force a surgery on him that he doesn't want to get, and if he doesn't want to get it, he can be suspended without pay. Yeah, it's not exactly what I anticipated happening at this point.
I just want to say this because it popped into my head, and it's, I think it's funny. As a, you know how fans wear paper bags over their heads at events where they don't want to show their face, like, you know, Saints fans. Who made it famous? The Saints?
Saints, I think.
Paper bags?
I thought they were the first to do it.
The Saints fans made paper bags over the head the first, but I'm sure other franchises, other fan bases have done it.
I thought the Mets would be like the number one team right up there with paper bags over there.
Maybe.
That's funny. Yeah, I'm laughing. Yeah. Inside. I'm not laughing outside, but inside right now, my sides are splitting.
How do you feel about going to Sabres games in your Eichel jersey wearing a neck brace? Like, that's the image just popped into my head. That's your protest. You wear like a little thing, a neck cone or something.
We were doing some landscaping yesterday, my son and I, you know, trimming some shrubs and stuff. We have one of the big giant lawn bags. He puts it over his head and says, "Look, I'm a Sabres fan." let me just cut out eyes and arms because it was the full length bag, right? Yeah, that's pretty funny, actually.
Well, you know,
now that's not one of the Sabres theme nights.
That is not a theme night.
Neck brace night was not on the list.
There is not surgery choice night. No.
Ah, all right.
No. They do have white hot Fridays, so they're going to wear whites at home on a couple of Fridays.
Mm-hmm.
They say more theme nights will be coming out, which is cool. I mean, last time they did theme nights, just say something nice.
I
like
70s night.
70s night, 80s night, 2000s night. These were fun nights.
Yeah.
They were cool nights to go to the arena to be there to have something different. They changed the goal song on those nights, too, which was also good. You know. They had some nice theme nights. So that's that. The player.
What about bring back all the old captain's nights? Maybe.
No.
Wait, didn't they already do that?
No, usually the old captains, they always seem to have a problem with their best players
issue,
and their
right.
captains,
well,
right?
You know, well, I mean, Peck is back in the fold. I mean, he's working for them now. So he's back.
I don't want to be mean. I just want to, let's laugh at this because it's funny. How about Bridges Repaired Night? Here's Dominic Hasek, you know? Here's Michael Pekka. Here's
Jason Pominville.
We repaired our relationships with these players.
I hope Jason Pominville still got that beard that he had at Ryan Miller's retirement ceremony. That was awesome.
Who's the guy from the Red? Was it Slava?
Slava Kozlov.
Does he come back for this one?
You know what? He decided. Here's Billy Leno.
Doug Gilmore's back.
Yeah.
Christian Ehrhoff. People, this will be fun.
We're just going to repair our relationships of players of years past. Like,
I'm
so sorry.
I feel like you're going to need multiple nights for this.
Yeah.
Might be too many guys on the ice at one for one ceremony.
Yeah.
The pregame introduction would take a long time.
Ryan O'Reilly. Here he is. We're sorry we scapegoated him.
It's
no, they do it
night.
Against the Blues, so Ryan O'Reilly has to then skate over.
So he comes out and gets a nice little silver sword or something like that.
Maybe
not.
Hey, the season will be interesting. I mean, Don Granato has a big job ahead of him. They're young. They've got young talent.
Yeah. Yep.
Hand up, Rasmus Dahlin does not have a contract.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So
any day
he's
now.
Not practicing? Would he not be then practicing on Thursday?
I mean,
rather,
he could play on a one-year qualifying offer, I guess.
Which they did, right? They
would have qualified
him that because
him.
It's part of the restricted free agent process.
He would have
process.
To accept it.
Yep.
But
they've been right. He would not have yet because they're working on it. But
he's one of was it three restricted? Vancouver's got a couple guys that still haven't
Patterson
signed. Hughes
and Quinn Hughes.
Yeah,
and then Brady
and Kachuk
too. So yeah.
So that's a little bit odd too. What's the holdup there?
No, maybe we're getting right down to it. Maybe it happens this week. You're off next Wednesday. Book it for next Wednesday.
That's the day of the Eichel trade.
That's the Eichel trade and the Dahlin extension.
Or Eichel gets surgery next Wednesday. I'm going to claim. I'll just claim all those right now. So anyway, yes. Yeah, so the Sabres will go and report for physicals today. There is no media access. Now, if you wanted to be cynical, you could point out that why is there no media access all of a sudden? Usually they are allowed to go be there, and it could be maybe they don't want Eichel talking to anybody. And then practices will start tomorrow. For your planning purposes, we will be carrying the Kevin Adams press conference at 8:30. He might get a question or two about Eichel. And the Don Granato press conference at 9:15 tomorrow, live here on WGR. And by the way, saw this from John Vogel yesterday from The Athletic. Don Granato, his nickname, Donnie Meatballs. He has endorsed T-shirts with the Donnie Meatballs nickname, and it's for a good cause. All proceeds will go to Mental Health America. So he is getting involved in helping mental health. The T-shirts feature meatball. It says Donnie Meatballs. In between the Donnie and the meatballs is a large plate of spaghetti with meatballs. Big meatballs. I like the big meatballs, by the way. It's $29.95. And, I'll try and tweet out a link for everybody. Again, it benefits Mental Health America. So nice to see you. There's a fun T-shirt to add. Get your Fall is Elite wear from 26 shirts. And then you can look up the Donnie Meatballs T-shirt to expand your... are you wearing your Elite hoodie today? Look at you wearing your Elite hoodie, Elite season hoodie today. Very nice.
I was reminded, by the way, as
Brayton is. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
this is radio. I should probably point out.
He's wearing the Navy one that last year for the Chiefs game, the Bills Chiefs game, when the players were walking in, it was a Tuesday night game. Was it supposed to originally be a Monday night or a, it was a Monday night game, maybe,
this is
right?
Where I get really confused with the Tennessee.
It was a Tuesday.
Yes, it was the Monday afternoon,
5 o'clock
late
game.
Afternoon, 5 o'clock game, because the week before was the Tuesday
that's
game
right.
with the Titans.
Yeah, it was a 5 o'clock game.
Okay, so they moved Bills Chiefs. It was supposed to be a Sunday. They moved it to a Monday.
No, it was supposed to be a Thursday.
That's right.
Yeah.
And they moved it to a Monday.
Yeah, because the Titans had their COVID outbreak.
Yes,
and
anyway.
Everything
long
around.
Way for me to say, Josh Allen walked into the stadium in a Fall is Elite sweatshirt.
Did he?
That's
a nice endorsement.
Yes, it was.
I got to pull mine out. I'm still wearing shorts every day to work.
Yeah.
So I've been going Mets windbreaker. Should I now transition to
hoodie
in the morning on the way to work?
Well, the temperatures are going to dip. The highest we see for the next 7 days might be about 70 today.
Yeah.
So we're getting down in the 50s. Real comfortable weather.
I got it. Because I have the hoodies put away for the summer. I have to go dig out some of the hoodies if we're going hoodie to work in the morning when it's in the 50s when I'm driving to work in the morning.
Yeah.
Speaking of weather, by the way, checked in with our good friend Patrick Hammer over at Channel 2. If you're going to the game on Sunday against WFT, he says dry forecast. That's always important, right? Mix of sun and clouds, mid-60s for the high. I don't know if that's... Is that hoodie weather? Mid-60s,
no.
Too warm?
It's probably too warm.
All right. So mid-60s, mix of sun and clouds. Breezes up to 15 miles an hour, in case you were wondering, out of the southwest. I don't know if that affects how you feel about the game on Sunday. So the weather forecast is good for Sunday. 803-0550 to join us. 888-550-2550 WGR.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Ryder Cup starts tomorrow. On the range yesterday in the practice round, I liked the get-ups. I liked the outfits. Shirt was nice. DeChambeau and Koepka spoke on the driving range quickly. I don't know what happened. Koepka walked over. They talked for a minute. They walked away. Then people cheered.
Because they're putting their differences aside because they're playing for their country.
Maybe.
I don't know. I'm sure they'll get along just fine.
DeChambeau said, a lot of the social media stuff's definitely been driven by a lot of external factors, not necessarily us too. He's right about that. We had some great conversations tour championship week when we had dinner, and then this week as well. I sat down, had dinner with him last night. It was fine. I think there may be something up here moving forward, but won't speak too much more on that.
Hmm. It's been interesting.
I think...
I actually feel bad for DeChambeau when the fans at the tournaments are just... you know, shouting Brooks and Koepka and all. I mean, I think it's getting a little bit out of control. I like a good rivalry, but it's getting out of control.
You were off the week that they made the announcement, if you yell that at him, you can get kicked out.
Good.
That's what I said.
Yeah, absolutely good. There's no, you don't need to do that.
Maybe I am get off my lawn guy now.
You are. You're becoming old.
I agree with you. It got to the point, it's like, what do you expect this to turn into? Is that, you know, this is Happy Gilmore, damn you people, this is golf. Like, no, we're not going to heckle Bryson DeChambeau, who is one of the best players, because internet memes think it's cool. Like, nah, we're not going to do that. Meanwhile...
Look, if one guy wants to, you know, walk through, you know, an interview with the other guy and roll eyes, I mean, whatever. The stuff they were doing, okay. But I do think there's no place for the fans to get involved riding DeChambeau and, you know, essentially golf's version of taunting him.
Right. Trying to get inside his head. Like, wait a minute, I don't know if you know this. He's one of the people out here to entertain you.
Yeah. And he's fun to watch, whether you like him or not. The way he plays the game and you know, his ability to hit the tee shots he hits, for me, I enjoy watching that.
And Rory McIlroy had a comment about it, saying like that he felt bad for Bryson, saying he's not a bad guy, he's just different. And sure, a lot of the criticism he brings on himself, but he's just a different person. And I appreciated that statement from Rory whenever it happened, like Tour Championship week or whenever it might have been, because I was driving in today thinking about the Ryder Cup and thinking about this. Because in sports, you know, we like heroes and we like villains. And in this story, I mean, Brooks isn't exactly a hero.
Mm-hmm.
But DeChambeau was built into this villain. You might not like him. He's a little weird. He's a little different. I don't think he's out to be a bad boy at all. He's not a bad boy of golf. He plays a style that some don't appreciate. And, yeah, he's a little different. That's Like, that's about it. It's built into this. He's some sort of, you know, villain on the tour. And whatever.
Like, didn't he have like a run-in with his caddy, though? Right? Wasn't there? I'm trying to think about his behavior and whatever. Wherever
Tiger Woods used
question.
To have his caddy take people's cameras and throw them into lakes.
Yeah, it's kind of nasty.
You know, like, you know?
Tiger well, shouldn't be taking pictures.
Tiger used to scream at people.
I took a picture of Tiger in Rochester one time. I have to admit that. I didn't want to take that to my grave. I feel so much better now.
So anyway, Ryder Cup. Yeah. That's exciting. It starts on Friday from Whistling Straits, Wisconsin.
Busy weekend with that. College football, yeah. NFL, busy weekend. Lots of stuff going on. Probably F1 Sunday.
It is back.
Because they were off last weekend. It's a lot of stuff happening. I look forward to your pick of the week tomorrow because I think you got a lot to pick. I assume it's going to be Ryder Cup.
It'll probably be the Ryder Cup.
All right, think it over. Put a little.
I don't know who Syracuse
is playing this weekend.
Huh.
Maybe they're in ACC play. Maybe.
This is my laughing face.
You're not laughing.
No.
Man, it's nice to see you're getting old. So when we first started, if I would have said to you, hey, fans, shut up, leave Bryson alone, you would have said...
I don't know. I'm not
like
sure.
Like 25-year-old, you would have said...
I'm not sure because this is... I just think it's different.
Yeah.
I mean, when Tiger and Phil had their rivalry, they would take subtle shots at each other. You didn't have people heckling Phil.
Well, and part of it is, what sport are we talking about? We're talking about golf, where you're supposed... It is more about... behavior and sportsmanship.
Yeah, the last guy...
Did you read the comments Koepka said, what was it, about a week ago? He said, if there was trash talking in golf, he would be trash talking everybody. Like, I'm a fiery competitor.
Yeah.
I would absolutely be trash talking other golfers if it were allowed, which it is not in this sport. See, I mean, that's why the heckling thing for anybody. This sport is about how you behave in the galleries and the patrons, whatever you want to call it, as opposed to go to a baseball game or go to a football game and... yell at, I don't know, Taylor Heineke on Sunday. I'm not sure.
Right.
He seems like a nice guy. Don't yell at him.
There are different tournaments. I mean, Bethpage Black was raucous for the U.S. Right. Open. Yeah. The tournament in Scottsdale is notoriously really raucous. Like, that's fine. It's just about going after the individual and actively trying to make them upset. Like,
I mean, Ryder Cup's a raucous, right?
It generally is. And Sergio Garcia used to be the guy that got into fights with fans, arguments with fans. He was the one that fans would try to get under his skin because he took too long to address the ball and to hit it.
Yeah.
So.
But isn't Ryder Cups where, like, I don't know, Lee Westwood comes to mind, but some of the guys from Europe,
Colin Montgomery,
would, like, complain about the behavior of American fans.
Always.
Right. So, I mean, this is golf. But
this is a little different than the other events. Uh-huh. This is one where...
Yeah.
Yes,
it's more intense.
Is Colin Montgomery going to be over here? I'd like to boo Colin Montgomery.
Was he the main guy who would really complain, right, about the Americans?
He and Sergio Garcia. And the Ryder Cup is what led to my long-standing one-way feud with Lee Westwood. I hated Lee Westwood.
Yeah, I do remember that, yes.
He's not so bad. But
to this day, I don't like Lee Westwood because of you.
Yeah, because I hated him so much.
Yeah, I remember you talking
about
him.
The only reason I didn't like him is because he and Garcia just stole the U.S.'s lunch money at the Ryder Cup every single year.
Right. Well, they've got what's the U.S. has won like once in the last however many Ryder Cups.
Yeah.
It's kind of a little bit of a bad stretch for them. Sal's on the way. We'll talk Bills football. 803-0550 to join us. 888-550-2550. It is Wednesday. So while you're going about your day today, when you get a chance, tweet us. Why would you want to do that? Well, maybe you win a gift card to Jim's Steakout. That is part of Hoagie Hump Day. All you need to do is tweet at WGR550 and use the hashtag Hoagie Hump Day. That's it. We take all the entries. We have one lucky WGR listener win a $25 gift card to Jim's Steakout. Jim's Steakout, get your hoagie on. Visit jimsteakout.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you.
Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.